The Breakfast Buzz with Nina and Nico. Is this Dan?
This is. What's going on?
Lieutenant Dan!
Lieutenant Dan, what's up, man?
It's me. How are you?
Hi, how's life? What's up? Where's Shay?
Shay's probably sleeping. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Cool.
But he's a late riser. But I think he's in Arkansas right now. He's got the little one, and he took him home for his first Easter. So I guess maybe second Easter, but first Easter where he's actually up and rocking and walking around. And I think he knows how to say my name now, according to the internet. So that's pretty cool.
Aww.
That's so cute.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a 10-month-old, and Easter to him is a nice meal from his mommy.
That's right. That's right. Isn't that like that for all of us? No, man. Ah, man, that's crazy. I was just saying, your guys' weather right there is probably way nicer than it is in Nashville. I'm headed to the studio right now, and it is like pouring rain. It's muddy. It's gloomy. So send me some love, please. I'm sure the sun is shining, and
you know,
amazing there.
It really, I can't even.
It's going to be a beautiful 83 degrees
today.
Sunny skies.
See, that's when we need to come there. I feel like we come there to the pavilion. The Ak Chin?
Yeah. It's always so hot when you do.
Every time we come in like July or August, and it's like, well, the temperature today is 116 degrees, and I'm like, oh, I'm screwed. So, yeah, we need to like pick our times a little more strategically. But hey, I will take 116 degrees with no humidity and perfectly sunny over torrential rain that we've got right now. So.
Well, you are always welcome, no matter what time of year it is.
And thank you.
You're welcome. And you're coming here with it's kind of neat because it's your mentors, you know. Am I speaking out of line to call them that?
No, that's awesome. That's totally cool.
Yeah, Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts. We're super pumped to be on that tour. It's funny now, like, they've become our friends, or at least we consider them our friends. They're probably like, these guys are such losers. But we joke with each other. They give us a hard time, and we say, like, man, those guys have just been like grandfathers to us. So we hit them back with the heat. We are super excited for that. You know, anybody who's listened to our music knows that they are a huge influence on us. And, you know, when we were growing up listening to country music, those guys were killing it on the radio like they still are. So, you know, we know every song in their catalog. And Shay actually had a number one song on their last record. I Like the Sound of That, which is really cool, full circle moment, and we've got a few on their current record as well. So hopefully we can convince those guys to play those ones live, and maybe we'll jump up on stage and sing them with them.
That'd be cool.
I love it. And I love the energy between you guys, because we talked to Joe Don the other day, and he was like, well, since they stole our sound, we're going to bring them on tour with us. So,
yeah, I don't feel bad calling them grandfathers.
No, don't. It's all love. It's all love.
Yep, good.
That's Tequila from Dan and Shay, and we've got Dan right here on the phone.
We saw on Instagram that Shay's baby is learning how to say your name. Has he got it down yet?
He's working on it. Shay's still learning as well, so I think it's like they're kind of learning simultaneously. But he's getting there. He's getting there. He's a quick learner. He's a good baby.
He's so cute.
He's walking around. He came. We shot a little video the other day. We're kind of gearing up to release some new music, and we were at a studio shooting a video content piece, and he was walking around, and he stole the show. So we should have put him in the video. It could have went viral.
Cute.
Baby's always stealing the show.
Cute.
I love your guys' personalities, man. You're never taking life too seriously, just having fun.
We enjoy it, man. I mean, we get to do music, and we get to travel the world and have fun, live out our dream. We spent a lot of time where it wasn't so good, you know, where when I moved to Nashville, I couldn't afford to pay for heat or AC, like, you know, the typical sob story that every starving artist will tell, but it was so true. And, you know, now that things are great, it's like, man, it makes you appreciate what you've got and the blessings and, you know, just people, you guys taking a chance playing our music on country radio. I mean, that's still so surreal, or having fans come out to a show and sing the words back is like, I don't know. It's just, it's an insane feeling, and it's something we'll never take for granted. So yeah, when you see us happy and smiling and positive, it's for real. And we like to put that out on social media. There's enough scary, dark stuff happening in the world right now. And, you know, any chance we could be a positive glimmer of hope for somebody is, you know, we try to do our best and do that.
Well, not only are you so positive and we feel that energy, your song Tequila is inspiring because Nico and I had a bunch of it on Taco Tuesday prepping for this interview.
I feel you. I had some last night with my buddy Devin Dawson, who's actually like, we're writing a song right now, and Devin just pulled up in the driveway. So we had some tequila last night. We're feeling it right now. We're getting an early start so that we can kick the hangover.
I like it.
Nice.
Devin Dawson.
He's there?
Going on with Devin.
Devin just talked to us last week.
Yeah, hi, Devin.
Oh, hey, what up, y'all? How you doing?
We're good. We literally just talked to you. I do have a quick question. What do I put on my tattoo because it's peeling?
I would use either Aquaphor or shea butter is amazing. Shea butter is the best.
Shea butter. Get it?
Shea butter. Look at that. That's perfect. How we do it right there.
We're so dumb right now. I love this. Bring Devin with you when you come with Rascal Flatts so we can all hang out.
Yeah, they might have to.
Absolutely. We're going to have to bring him on our own tour as well. Or actually, we're going to be opening for him by then.
I love it. I love it. I love the love.
That's amazing. All right, well, Dan, thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to your show, Akchim Pavilion. It's happening September 13th. It's not going to be too hot. It's going to be hot, though.
It's going to be hot, yeah.
It's going to be a hot show.
I know. I'm going to wear shorts on stage, shorts and flip-flops, so don't judge me about that.
Get a pedicure. Girl, get a pedicure.
I will, absolutely. It's good talking to you guys, man. Thanks for all the love, and tell everybody I say hi, and see you guys here soon.
All right, brother. Have fun in the studio.
Thank you. Yeah, make some great music. Have a good day.
We will. All right, see you guys.